I went out to Navajo Medical Center. We got to go on an externship for 2 months, and every other night and every other weekend, I ran a 200-bed TB sanatorium and a 150-bed hospital with a doctor standing by to help me if I hit situations I couldn't handle. No, I got TB when I was an intern, and I had not had any obstetrics, none. I'd never even seen a delivery, so I read Eastman's textbook. I went out by bus for 5 days, and I read about 800 pages in this Eastman's textbook of obstetrics all the way out, and I was trying to do the deliveries by the book. But one of the things they didn't tell you in the book is when you deliver the head, you cradle the neck with your thumb and your fingers so that you've got it over the shoulder at the base of the head, and you reach over and you get a bulb and you suck out the nose and mouth so that when the baby takes its first breath, it doesn't pull all that meconium into its lung. Well, I had this gal, this is about my fourth or fifth delivery there, and I had this gal who had was a grand mal tip and had about five kids, and I delivered the head, and I'm reaching over to get the bulb, and it was back behind some of the drapes where I couldn't see it. And while I'm trying to find the bulb, she has another contraction, and that baby literally jackknifed off my hand. I got my hand underneath it, and I juggled it all the way to the floor, so it was going parallel to the floor, and the cord tore off, and the baby disappeared under the table. Well, I died a thousand and one deaths. I carefully sutured the cord so there was no excess base of the cord, so no excess bleeding, and every hour for the next 24 hours I checked the baby and it was fine. But I absolutely refused to do another delivery until the guy in obstetrics went completely through a couple of deliveries with me. And then I'd come up, I'd get the patient gowned and draped, and I'd put my gown on, I'd come up and I'd take a towel clip and I'd clip the gown on one side to the patient's knee and the gown on the other side to the patient's knee. So here was this huge parachute between me and the patient. I was not going to drop another baby. And I delivered about 1,000 babies, and that's the only one I ever dropped.